Attention, patriots. Broadcasting from the Free Zones, Radio Free Redoubt begins in 5, 4, 3, 2...
Good morning, God-fearing, liberty-loving, Christian nationalist patriots. This is the Morning Commute with JJS and Lady Liberty, coming at you from Spokane, Washington, in the beautiful Pacific Northwest, the American Redoubt. And welcome, one and all. Good morning, Lady Liberty.
Well, good morning to you. Good morning, everyone out there. Welcome to Thrash O'Clock Thursday. Well, I hope that all of you have been watching this awesome election crime bureau summit.
Well, that was pretty cool.
That was going on yesterday and is going to continue on today and starting. Well, it actually starts 9 a.m. Eastern, and so it started an hour ago our time, but it goes from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m.
That's right.
Today as well. And so, wow! I'll tell you what, that was everything that we watched yesterday was very, very inspiring.
It was very encouraging.
Much so, because it was, it's kind of like one of the commenters said on there that if all you do is sit there and watch, you know, CNN, ABC, NBC, etc., you're going to be pretty hopeless.
Yep.
You're going to be sitting there feeling like the world's about ready to end, because that's how they want you to feel.
That's right.
They want you to feel demoralized, and they want you to feel like nobody's doing anything to try to save this nation. Well, I have to say that summit is showing quite the opposite.
They had people from across the country, young and old, you know, small influential people down to, you know, the housewife mom that ran as a precinct committeeman
in every single state.
Yep. All across the country, from one end to the other, top to bottom, where they were briefing on what they were doing, the progress that they were actually making, taking over these positions, laws and legislation that they've passed for voter integrity.
Right. And they were giving that through the segment that was called the State Hope Report.
Right. And it really did install, and not a false hope, but there are things that we don't know are going on and we don't get to hear. This was a great, I guess, kind of a funnel, right, to pour all that stuff in, where you get to what comes out the other side of that is the results nationwide, where people are, they're gaining ground, they're making progress, they're effectively changing how voting happens in their areas.
Yeah, and they're passionate, they're working hard,
yep,
and they're with large groups of people working very hard as well.
And they're successful.
Yeah.
They're successfully implementing these things that we don't hear about.
That's right.
I mean, even in the conservative media, if they hadn't have put this together, this aggregated all of this progress when it comes to voting integrity, we would not know. There's no other place that
will share all of that
information.
Yeah,
that's consolidating all of it into one place.
That's right.
So it was really encouraging.
Well, in fact, that was something that we found out early on, almost 2 years ago, when they were doing, I think it was electionintegrity.org. And it was just hard to track the progress. Even though they had a website for it, you had to go to each state to look at their progress. And so pulling together a whole, you know, a whole comprehensive scope of what was happening nationwide, that was really difficult to do. So this did everybody a huge service. And talk about thrash some commies.
Yes.
That did it, because this is exactly the response that was needed to the election fraudsters summit that they had earlier this year in April on how they were going, where they all got together. The best of the fraudsters got together to mastermind how they were going to steal the next election.
Now, these guys are making progress at the local and county and state levels. And we otherwise, like you said, the voter integrity website, it basically is set up for you to select your state and then there's the contact person to get involved.
Right.
But yeah. There's no real...
There's no summaries.
Yeah, there's no consolidated, information. So this did it. But even though they're making progress, we can't let off the gas pedal.
Oh, no.
I mean, it's hammered down because we still need to attack the federal level electronic voting machines with the Stop Child Trafficking
definitely.
Bill.
Yep. I think that is still the most effective thing because
yeah.
as much progress as they're showing, they're still years off from getting rid of these electronic voting machines. With all the progress that we
right.
saw, they're, they're small steps in the right direction,
yep.
but they're not wiping out the electronic voting machines, which has to happen before the next election.
A lot of what these local and county state level election offices or these efforts are doing is going after like ballot harvesting and
right.
Dead people voting and things like that. So this is an awesome front
yep.
for them to be moving on, and it's happening across the country. So that's good. So I believe that the anti-Americans know this. The Democrats know this.
Right.
And I think that's why they are pushing so hard to prosecute Trump, because I believe that they're not convinced they could pull this off again like they did in 2020 and 2022.
Right. Yeah, because they're wondering just how much we're going to get done.
They're reading the writing on the wall, and that's why I think they're trying to take him out through the legal system.
Right.
Because they're not going to be able to steal this one like they did in the past.
Well, and considering the fact that they're in control of all of our intelligence agencies, who probably have a pretty good scope of how much progress the nation is actually experiencing right now in effort to regain
yeah.
our nation and to displace all of these communists. I think they know because, otherwise, like you're saying, they wouldn't know to move faster and be panicking right now.
Right.
But you know what? What's interesting about all of what is happening with President Trump, this is their playbook. This is just part of their blueprint for communism, because check this out. This what happens here in the United States with our communist coup is identical to what is happening across the world in all of their communist coups in
That's
different
right.
nations. It says here, just in, Niger's coup leaders that toppled Mohamed Bazoum said they would prosecute the deposed president for high treason and undermining the security of the country in a statement read on national television.
Right.
And so, interesting, it's the same exact thing. It's exactly duplicate.
That's right.
As to what they're doing here to Trump. And so the communists only have one rule playbook. You know what
yes.
I mean? And so they're going to stick to that all across the whole world. And so, still it's just astonishing to me that people haven't figured out that this is a coup when all these other coups match ours exactly.
Oh, yeah. It's you're right. It's a pattern. It's a playbook. And it's so easy to identify if you're paying attention.
Right. Exactly.
So.
Well, and another thing that's interesting, too, is people are starting to notice that Trump's attorneys are lame.
Right.
And they're all starting to wonder, has all of his attorneys been infiltrated? Are they all actually leftist plants? And I would have to say so, because there's lots of other attorneys that are pointing out they're doing a really, really bad job.
Yeah.
And so, boy,
this has been an ongoing thing,
yep.
Unfortunately. And, one of the, I've been a proponent of the Gulag Archipelago, the story by Alexander
Solzhenitsyn.
I almost said Alexander Dolgin. That's the American in the Gulag. another great, great read. But somebody posted this on our channel, and I've quoted Alexander Solzhenitsyn's stuff a lot, but here's a quote. A communist system can be recognized by the fact that it spares the criminals and criminalizes the political opponent.
That's right.
So we have a communist system
yep.
in place. We don't have a two-tier system.
Right.
We have a communist system.
Absolutely.
And there are still residual pieces of the American system in place. People are still going to jail for DUI,
right?
And you know that kind of thing. So it's enough to make you think that it's still functional, but it's not.
Yeah, they let it hobble along in just the bare minimum sense.
Right. Exactly.
Yep.
But you know, especially in the larger cities, they're collapsing. They're not prosecuting crimes. They're prosecuting political opponents, but
that's
not
right.
criminals. So
that's right. Well, and considering what's going on in Hawaii, that whole thing is absolutely the other part of the whole communist playbook right over there. As we know, I documented that very well in my book, The Perils of Sustainable Development. That's how, the UN's charter is based on the Communist Manifesto.
Right.
And so all of their governance structure that is called sustainable development. You know, a lot of people don't understand that the UN's governance system has a name, you know, like Americans have capitalism, typically other countries have communism. Well, it's like Tony Blair said, he said, there's communism, there's capitalism, and now there's sustainable development.
That's right.
And so sustainable development is actually an ism, and it is the form of governance that the UN uses. And that's why you know exactly what they're going to do by following Agenda 2130.
That's right.
And Agenda 2130 is just being poured out all over Maui and Hawaii right now.
The world, really.
Yep.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yep.
Well, let's get to the word of the day because we do have some follow-up there with the what's going on in Maui with this land grab.
That's right.
Of course, the fact checkers are, you know, they're doing damage control by trying to say, it's not true, it's not, more conspiracy theory stuff,
well,
right?
But, and that's right. That's how you know not to listen to them because yeah. they're the fact checkers.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah, boy. Boy, talk about sticking out like a sore thumb.
That's right.
Okay, well, so the word of the day for Thrash Economy Thursday comes to us from Genesis chapter 24, verses 50 through 67.
Oh.
And it reads, "Then Laban and Bethuel answered and said, 'The thing comes from the Lord. We cannot speak to you either bad or good. Here is Rebekah before you. Take her and go, and let her be your master's son's wife, as the Lord has spoken.' And it came to pass, when Abraham's servant heard their words, that he worshipped the Lord, bowing himself to the earth. Then the servant brought out jewelry of silver, jewelry of gold, and clothing, and gave them to Rebekah. He also gave precious things to her brother and to her mother, and he and the men who were with him ate and drank and stayed all night. Then they arose in the morning and said, 'Send me away to my master.' But her brother and her mother said, 'Let the young woman stay with us a few days, at least 10. After that she may go.' And he said to them, 'Do not hinder me, since the Lord has prospered my way. Send me away so that I may go to my master.' So they said, 'We will call the young woman and ask her personally.' Then they called Rebekah and said to her, 'Will you go with this man?' And she said, 'I will go.' So they sent away Rebekah, their sister, and her nurse, and Abraham's servant and his men. And they blessed Rebekah and said to her, 'Our sister, may you become the mother of thousands of 10,000s, and may your descendants possess the gates of those who hate them.' Then Rebekah and her maids arose, and they rode on camels and followed the man. So the servant took Rebekah and departed. Now Isaac came from the way of Beer Lahai Roy before he dwelt in the south. And Isaac went out to meditate in the field in the evening, and he lifted his eyes and looked, and there the camels were coming. Then Rebekah lifted her eyes, and when she saw Isaac, she dismounted from her camel, for she had said to the servant, 'Who is this man walking in the field to meet us?' The servant said, 'It is my master.' So she took a veil and covered herself, and the servant told Isaac all the things that he had done. Then Isaac brought her into his mother Sarah's tent, and he took Rebekah, and she became his wife, and he loved her. So Isaac was comforted after his mother's death." And so that's it. And that's a random turning, and so you know it's kind of a nice break actually, because this is like back in the day of traditional marriage, right?
Right.
Where the the men actually have to pay the family of the bride.
Right.
And that's the tradition, the Jewish tradition, and going here, as we see, all the way back to Abraham.
Yeah.
And Isaac. And so interesting to see that they paid, and oftentimes a lot of money.
That's right.
And so I don't know, it's just kind of a nice thing to see and read. I mean, I haven't thought about that story in ages.
Well, it's a nice break, first of all, from the, you know, you need to repent, judgment is coming, the sword is upon you, you're going into captivity.
That's right.
And we're like, you know, reading about, just to replace Israel with the word United States, and it so applies to us, you know.
Right.
So going to something like this is almost like going back to before 2019, you know,
yeah,
that
right,
feeling of,
right.
Well, so this is back when there was still the hope and possibility for the future, and things were right in the world, and, you know, it was just, I don't know. I really enjoyed listening to this out of Genesis this morning.
Well,
and plus, I really like that whole line, that whole storyline there with Abraham and Sarah onward.
Right.
And...
Well, and here's a little bit of history here from the Bible notes about Isaac. It says, Isaac was not colorful like his father Abraham, nor his son Jacob. He was quiet, thoughtful, 40 years old, and still unmarried. His life was primarily an interlude between two high points. And so interesting to hear that as well, that, you know, he was just quiet, quiet
yes.
and thoughtful.
Yep.
And, well, that works out just fine.
I thought it was really cool, too, how he went to get a wife, you know, from his own people, from his own tribe.
Right.
You know, sent the servant, go get him a wife.
Yep. And just like the Lord said that, you know, this is how it's going to happen, that the person that comes out and draws water for you and your camels, that's the one. And so,
right.
you know, it's sure enough.
There she
he
is.
He walks right up, did that very thing.
That's right.
that's pretty cool.
Oh, good. Read that today. It's just a nice going back to a different time.
And that's an interesting thing, too, that, you know, the difference between the traditional marriage in America and the traditional marriage in Jewish tradition, you know, because typically in America, it's the bride's family that pays for the wedding.
Yes.
And so it's quite the opposite in, you know, in the children, in
right,
God's
with the
children.
With the dowry and everything.
Israel,
yeah.
Yep, that's right.
Pretty cool.
Yep.
All right, so what was that scripture?
So that was Genesis chapter 24, verses 50 through 67.
Okay, got it. All right, thank you for that.
Yep, praise God.
All right, well, let's take a break here real quick. Thank you guys for helping us out here with our airtime. Those of you who have just sent $5 or $10 or $20 a month, and for those of you who have went above and beyond to help us hit our goals there, $3,600 we're short this year, and we're slowly starting to make some progress there toward getting that knocked out. So if you want to keep us on the air, and we hope that you do, if we're a blessing to you, then go to RadioFreeRedoubt.com, click on the Donate tab, and look at the different ways that you can support us and find the option that works best for you. So stick around, Patriots. This is segment one of the Morning Commute. Segment two coming right up.
This is the final battle. With you at my side, we will demolish the deep state. We will expel the warmongers from our government. We will drive out the globalists. We will cast out the communists, Marxists, and fascists. We will throw off the sick political class that hates our country. We will rout the fake news media, and we will liberate America from these villains once and for all.
Are you prepared to defend yourself in the dark? A weapon light helps you identify and even deter threats in low light. But it can be difficult to find a secure and comfortable holster. At Works, we design and build holsters for Glock and Sig Sauer pistols with lights. Our precision fit holsters will help you carry with confidence so you're ready to defend yourself day and night. Go to worksholsters.com. Find your gun and light in our holster finder, select your preferred carry style, and order your holster today.
Welcome back, Patriots, to segment two of the Morning Commute with JJS and Lady Liberty. Segment two brought to you by KD Armor, serious body armor for serious times. And these are indeed serious times. That's C-A-T-I Armor, KDArmor.com. Well, Lady Liberty, we were looking at these fire situation there in Maui.
That's right. Well, we're looking at that, and also we ran across something interesting that one of the people from our channel posted. And so when we pulled it up, it has quite the interesting report from China about how they are getting hit one after another with floods, earthquakes, tornadoes, unusual
preceded by drought
phenomenon. Yeah, drought, and you name it. And so they're wondering, is this a divine warning? Because listen here what they have to say about that.
Professor Zhang Tianliang, deputy head of the Humanities Department at Feitian College in the U.S., mentioned in his program At Dawn that ancient wisdom states, when a nation is on the brink of collapse, anomalies occur. He cited the Han book Dong Zhongshu's biography, which suggests that the heavens warn through disasters and anomalies when a state strays from its path. Based on ancient Chinese beliefs, these frequent natural disasters and anomalies suggest the end of the communist regime is near. Despite these warnings, there's no sign of remorse from the leaders. The Communist Party, though atheistic, is certainly concerned with these successive natural disasters and anomalies. Their construction of the Huoshenshan and Leishenshan hospitals during the 2020 COVID-19 outbreak in Wuhan might be indicative of their desperation, naming them after the gods of fire and thunder, respectively. Yet, if deities truly exist, would they favor a regime that suppresses human rights, persecutes religious beliefs, and denies people basic freedoms?
Well, this is really interesting. Now, I personally don't believe that this is a spiritual wake-up call for the government of China to change its ways. But what we do know is that going back to General Che Haoshin and his call for expansion of Chinese living space and really put forward the doctrine of colonizing and with their sights set on Canada, Australia, and the United States. And expressing their, well, essentially covetousness. They were coveting the United States, Australia, and Canada because we have so much room and we have all these natural resources and we have clean air and so on. Now, President 11, he was saying that we would need to expand Chinese living space if we were confronted by some major national catastrophic event or disaster or disasters. So in other words, he's basically nodding toward that being their cue. That's their starting pistol. Bang. Well, when they face something like that.
Right. That could be as well. But I think that God has a way of repeating that to all people. You know, everybody that will and will not listen, you know, because sins are sins no matter which nation does them. And so, you know, like we watched with Nineveh, for instance, in the Bible, you know, they most certainly were not, you know, the children of Israel. And yet,
right,
God was warning them. And so I would have to say God is consistent to all people, that he's warning them, either turn from your wicked ways and seek my face, or you're going to be destroyed. And
right.
And so he starts sending warnings. And so at least they've been observant enough to notice, we're doing really bad stuff. And this seems to start happening every single time in history that we've done this.
Right.
You know, and so I think that they're their observation skills are good, you know, and that and they're exactly right. Only their idea of it being gods, you know, their multiple gods.
Yes,
you know, that's obviously the incorrect part. But I think otherwise, that's pretty sound observation.
Yeah. Well, it very well could be. And, you know, we don't know. God's ways are higher than our ways.
Right.
You know, it's most likely that they're one of the, that's the 200 million man army, you know, that's going to be the major player in descending on Israel.
That's right.
You know, in the tribulation.
And if he uses them to attack Israel, he's going to punish them for attacking Israel.
Oh, yes.
He uses them and punishes them for the same thing.
Well, he did. He's done that, you know, with all the others that he used
as
his hammer to bring judgment on Israel.
Right.
He says, "And woe to you guys! You're all going down. I'm using you right now as the instrument, you know, to punish Israel and to you know bring him around. But because you were used for going against them, well, you're toast."
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, exactly.
Now, we don't have enough time to develop it with today's show, but we definitely want to talk about it tomorrow because this smart city, smart Maui, smart grid thing that they've been really pushing that they want to implement in Maui, there's all kinds of red flags surrounding the wildfires in Maui. We're not going to start, you know, there are some things that beg for answers.
Absolutely.
There are some things that are not right and that are not adding up with that.
Right. And what we're seeing, I mean, we've got an audio clip for you for tomorrow that lays it all out very nicely, in fact. But it shows clearly that this was a planned, I'd have to say it's attack. This is a planned attack where they had planned to do this for quite some time.
Well, it's like the audio clip that we have from the guy saying there are just too many coincidences
to discount
now.
Them.
And all of the, you know, the governor was already talking about working on ways to acquire that land.
Yep.
And insurance companies are telling citizens, they're reporting the insurance companies are not going to cover them. And immediately developers are calling them, offering them money for their land plot.
A little bit too coincidental.
Yeah. So anyway, we got more to cover on that, and we'll do that tomorrow morning at 7 a.m.
That's right. So you all have a thankful Thrash Economy Thursday, and blessings to all of you Christian patriots out there.